Disability Benefits, SSA Publication 0510029, July 2012. The contents of this audio publication are Contacting Social Security. Disability Benefits. Who can get Social Security disability benefits? How do I apply for disability benefits? When should I apply and what information do I need? Who decides if I am disabled? What happens when my claim is approved? Can my family get benefits? How do other payments affect my benefits? What do I need to tell Social Security? When do I get Medicare? What do I need to know about working? The Ticket to Work Program. Contact Social Security. Visit our website. Our website, www.socialsecurity.gov, is a valuable resource for information about all of Social Security's programs. At our website, you also can apply for retirement and disability and Medicare benefits. Review your Social Security statement. Get the address of your local Social Security office. Request a replacement Medicare card and find copies of our publications. Call our toll-free number. In addition to using our website, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. We treat all calls confidentially. We can answer specific questions from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Generally, you'll have a shorter wait time if you call during the week after Tuesday. We can provide information by automated phone service 24 hours a day. You can use our automated response system to tell us a new address or request a replacement Medicare card. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number at 1-800-325-0778. We also want to make sure you receive accurate and courteous service. That is why we have a second Social Security representative monitor some telephone calls. Disability benefits. Disability is something most people do not like to think about. But the chances that you will become disabled probably are greater than you realize. Studies show that a 20-year-old worker has a 3 in 10 chance of becoming disabled before reaching retirement age. This booklet provides basic information on Social Security disability benefits and is not intended to answer all questions. For specific information about your situation, you should talk with a Social Security representative. We pay disability benefits through two programs, the Social Security Disability Insurance Program and the Supplemental Security Income Program. This booklet is about the Social Security Disability Program. For information about the SSI Disability Program for adults, see Supplemental Security Income, publication number 05-11000. For information about disability programs for children, refer to Benefits for Children with Disabilities, publication number 05-10026. Our publications are available online at www.socialsecurity.gov. Who can get Social Security disability benefits? Social Security pays benefits to people who cannot work because they have a medical condition that is expected to last at least 1 year or result in death. Federal law requires this very strict definition of disability. While some programs give money to people with partial disability or short-term disability, Social Security does not. Certain family members of disabled workers also can receive money from Social Security. This is explained in Can My Family Get Benefits? How do I meet the earning requirements for disability benefits? In general, to get disability benefits, you must meet two different earning tests. Number one, a recent work test based on your age at the time you became disabled. And number two, a duration of work test to show that you worked long enough under Social Security. certain blind members have to meet only the duration of work tests. The table below shows the rules for how much work you need for the recent work test based on your age when your disability began. The rules in this table are based on the calendar quarter in which you turned or will turn a certain age. The calendar quarters are: first quarter, January 1st through March 31st. Second quarter, April 1st through June 30th. Third quarter, July 1st through September 30th. Fourth quarter, October 1st through December 31st. Rules for work needed for the recent work test. If you become disabled in or before the quarter you turn age 24, then you generally need 1.5 years of work during the 3-year period ending with the quarter your disability began. If you become disabled in the quarter after you turn age 24, but before the quarter you turn age 31, then you generally need work during half the time for the period beginning with the quarter after you turn 21 and ending with the quarter you became disabled. Example: if you become disabled in the quarter you turned age 27, then you would need 3 years of work out of the 6-year period ending with the quarter you became disabled. If you become disabled in the quarter you turn age 31 or later, then you generally need work during 5 years out of the 10-year period ending with the quarter your disability began. The following are examples of how much work you need to meet the duration of work tests if you become disabled at various selected ages. For the duration of work tests, your work does not have to fall within a certain period of time. Note, this table does not cover all situations. Examples of work needed for the recent work test. If you become disabled before age 28, then you generally need 1.5 years of work. Before age 30, you need 2 years. Before age 34, you need 3 years. Before age 38, you need 4 years. Before age 42, 5 years. Before age 44, 5.5 years. Before age 46, 6 years. Before age 48, 6.5 years. Age 50, 7 years. Age 52, 7.5 years. Age 54, 8 years. Age 56, 8.5 years. Age 58, 9 years. Age 60, 9.5 years. How do I apply for disability benefits? There are two ways that you can apply for disability benefits. You can, number one, apply online at www.socialsecurity.gov, or number two, call our toll-free number, 1-800-772-1213, to make an appointment to file a disability claim at your local Social Security office, or to set up an appointment for someone to take your claim over the phone. The disability claims interview lasts about 1 hour. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our toll-free TTY number 1-800-325-0778 between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on business days. If you schedule an appointment, a disability starter kit will be mailed to you. The disability starter kit will help you get ready for your disability claims interview. If you apply online, the Disability Starter Kit is available at www.socialsecurity.gov/disability. When should I apply and what information do I need? You should apply for disability benefits as soon as you become disabled. It can take a long time to process an application for disability benefits, 3 to 5 months. To apply for disability benefits, you will need to complete an application for Social Security benefits and the disability report. You can complete the disability report online at www.socialsecurity.gov/disability/3368. You can also print the disability report, complete it, and return it to your local Social Security office. We may be able to process your application faster if you help us by getting any other information we need. The information we need includes your Social Security number, your birth or baptismal certificate, names, addresses, and phone numbers of the doctors, caseworkers, hospitals, and clinics that took care of you, and the dates of your visits, names and dosage of all the medicine you take, medical records from the doctors, therapists, hospitals, clinics, and caseworkers that you already have in your possession, laboratory and test results, a summary of where you worked and the kind of work you did, and a copy of your most recent W-2 form, wage and tax statement, or, if you are self-employed, your federal tax return for the past year. In addition to the basic application for disability benefits, there are other forms you will need to fill out. One form collects information about your medical condition and how it affects your ability to work. Other forms give doctors, hospitals, and other healthcare professionals who have treated you permission to send us information about your medical condition. Do not delay applying for benefits if you cannot get all of this information together quickly. We will help you get it. Who decides if I am disabled? We will review your application to make sure you meet some basic requirements for disability benefits. We will check whether you worked enough years to qualify. Also, we will evaluate any current work activities. If you meet these requirements, we will send your application to the Disability Determination Services offices in your state. This state agency completes the disability decision for us. Doctors and disability specialists in the state agency ask your doctors for information about your condition. They will consider all the facts in your case. They will use the medical evidence from your doctors and hospitals, clinics, or institutions where you have been treated and all other information. They will ask your doctors what your medical condition is, when your medical condition began, how your medical condition limits your activities, what the medical tests have shown, and what treatment you have received. They also will ask the doctors for information about your ability to do work-related activities such as walking, sitting, lifting, carrying, and remembering instructions. Your doctors are not asked to decide if you are disabled. The state agency staff may need more medical information before they can decide if you are disabled. If more information is not given from your current medical sources, the state agency may ask you to go for a special examination. We prefer to ask your own doctor, but sometimes the exam may have to be done by someone else. Social Security will pay for the exam and for some of the related travel costs. How do we make the decision? We use a 5-step process to decide if you are disabled. Number 1, are you working? If you are working and your earnings average more than a certain amount each month, we generally will not consider you disabled. The amount changes each year. For the current figure, see the annual update publication number 051003. If you are not working or your monthly earnings average the current amount or less, the state agency then looks at your medical condition. Number 2. Is your medical condition severe? For the state agency to decide that you are disabled, your medical condition must significantly limit your ability to do basic work activities, such as walking, sitting, and remembering, for at least 1 year. If your medical condition is not that severe, the state agency will not consider you disabled. If your condition is that severe, the state agency goes on to step 3. Number 3. Is your medical condition on the list of impairments? The state agency has a list of impairments that describes medical conditions that are considered so severe that they automatically mean that you are disabled as defined by law. If your condition or combination of medical conditions is not on this list, the state agency looks to see if your medical condition is as severe as a condition that is on the list. If the severity of your medical condition meets or equals that of a listed impairment, the state agency will decide that you are disabled. If it does not, the state agency goes on to step four. Number four, can you do the work you did before? At this step, the state agency decides if your medical condition prevents you from being able to do the work you did before. If it does not, the state agency will decide that you are not disabled. If it does, the state agency goes on to step five. Number five, can you do any other type of work? If you cannot do the work you did in the past, the state agency looks to see if you would be able to do other work. It evaluates your medical condition, your age, education, past work experience, and any skills that you may have that could be used to do other work. If you cannot do other work, the state agency will decide that you are disabled. If you can do other work, the state agency will decide that you are not disabled. Special rules for blind people. There are a number of other special rules for people who are blind. For more information, ask for if you are blind or have low vision, how we can help. Publication number 05-10052. We will tell you our decision. When the state agency reaches a decision on your case, we will send you a letter. If your application is approved, the letter will show the amount of your benefit and when your payments start. If your application is not approved, the letter will explain why and tell you how to appeal the decision if you do not agree with it. What if I disagree? If you disagree with the decision made on your claim, you can appeal it. The steps you can take are explained in the appeals process, publication number 05-10041, which is available from Social Security. You have the right to be represented by an attorney or other qualified person of your choice when you do business with Social Security. More information is in your right to representation. Publication number 05-10075, which is also available from Social Security. How we will contact you. Generally, we use the mail or call you on the phone when we want to contact you about your benefits. But sometimes a Social Security representative may come to your home. Our representative will show you identification before talking about your benefits. It is a good idea to call the Social Security office to ask if someone was sent to see you. If you are blind or have low vision, you can choose to receive notices from us in one of five ways. Your choices are standard print notice by first class mail, standard print notice by certified mail, standard print notice by first class mail and a follow-up telephone call, Braille notice and a standard print notice by first class mail, Microsoft Word file on a data compact disc, CD, and a standard print notice by first class mail, audio CD and a standard print notice by first class mail, or large print 18-point size notice and a standard print notice by first class mail. For more information, visit our website at or call us toll free at 1-800-772-1213. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number at 1-800-325-0778. What happens when my claim is approved? We will send you a letter telling you that your application is approved, the amount of your monthly benefit, and the effective date
Your monthly disability benefit is based on your average lifetime earnings. Your first Social Security disability benefits will be paid for the sixth full month after the date your disability began.
Here is an example. If the state agency decides your disability began on January 15th, your first disability benefit will be paid for the month of July. Social Security benefits are paid in the month following the month for which they are due, so you will receive your July benefit in August. You also will receive what you need to know when you get disability benefits, publication number 05-10153, which gives you important information about your benefits and tells you what changes you must report to us. Track 9. Can my family get benefits? Certain members of your family may qualify for benefits based on your work. They include your spouse if he or she is 62 or older, your spouse at any age if he or she is caring for a child of yours who is younger than age 16 or disabled, your unmarried child, including an adopted child, or in some cases, a stepchild or grandchild. The child must be under age 18 or under age 19 if in elementary school or secondary school full-time, and your unmarried child, age 18 or older, if he or she has a disability that started before age 22. The child's disability also must meet the definition of disability for adults. Note, in some situations, a divorced spouse may qualify for benefits based on your earnings if he or she was married to you for at least 10 years, is not currently married, and is at least age 62. The money paid to a divorced spouse does not reduce your benefit or any benefits due to your current spouse or children. How do other payments affect my benefits? If you are getting other government benefits, the amount of your Social Security disability benefits may be affected. For more information, you should see the following. How workers' compensation and other disability payments may affect your benefits, publication number 05-10018. Windfall elimination provision, publication number 05-10045. And government pension offset, publication number 05-10007. You can get these publications from our website, or you can contact us to request them. What do I need to tell Social Security? If you have an outstanding warrant for your arrest, you must tell us if you have an outstanding arrest warrant for any of the following felony offenses: flight to avoid prosecution or confinement, escape from custody, and flight escape. You cannot receive regular disability benefits or any underpayments you may be due for any month in which there is an outstanding arrest warrant for any of these felony offenses. If you are convicted of a crime, tell Social Security right away if you are convicted of a crime. Benefits generally are not paid for the months a person is confined for a crime, but any family members that are eligible for benefits based on that person's work may continue to receive benefits. Benefits are usually not paid to someone who commits a crime and is confined to an institution by court order and at public expense. This applies if the person has been found not guilty by reason of insanity or similar factors such as mental disease, mental defect, or mental incompetence, or incompetent to stand trial. If you violate a condition of parole or probation, you must tell us if you are violating a condition of your probation or parole imposed under federal or state law. You cannot receive disability benefits for any month in which you violate a condition of your probation or parole. When do I get Medicare? You will get Medicare coverage automatically after you have received disability benefits for 2 years.
And what do I need to know about working? After you start receiving Social Security disability benefits, you may want to try working again. Social Security has special rules called work incentives that allow you to test your ability to work and still receive monthly Social Security disability benefits. You also can get help with education, rehabilitation, and training you need in order to work. If you do take a job or become self-employed, it is important that you tell us about it right away. We need to know when you start or stop work. If there are any changes in your job duties, hours of work, or rate of pay, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213. If you are deaf or hard of hearing, you may call our TTY number, 1-800-325-0778. For more information about helping you return to work, ask for Working While Disabled, How We Can Help, publication number 05-10095, a guide to all our employment supports, can be found in our Red Book, a summary guide to employment support for individuals with disabilities under the Social Security Disability Insurance and Supplemental Security Income Programs, publication number 64-030. Also visit our website, www.socialsecurity.gov/work.
The Ticket to Work Program. Under this program, Social Security and Supplemental Security Income disability beneficiaries can get help with training and other services they need to go to work at no cost to them. Most beneficiaries will receive a ticket that they can take to a provider of their choice who can offer the kind of services they need. To learn more about this program, ask for your Ticket to Work publication number 05-10061.